Before it was New York, the Big Apple was New Amsterdam. The Dutch settled the southern tip of Manhattan Island back in 1624. They held on for over 40 years before the English finally took control of the settlement in 1667. During those four decades of Dutch control, the settlement was run by a series of director generals who ruled over the colony there. And the last of them was a man named Peter Stuyvesant. Born in 1610, Stuyvesant took on the role of director general at the youthful age of 37 and remained in power for almost 30 years. He was known for his wooden right leg, a reminder of his service to the Dutch West India Company. And because people love a good joke, it earned him the nickname Peg Leg Pete. But Peter was better known for his passion for the colonists under his care, and was an outspoken champion of their welfare, which had a way of leaving a mark that can still be found around the city today, the biggest of which can be seen right there in East Village. St. Mark's Church in the Bowery is the second oldest church building in the city, and it's there thanks to Stuyvesant. He had a family chapel built on that exact same spot way back in 1660. When he passed away 12 years later, his body was interred in a crypt beneath it. In 1793, the chapel was sold to the Episcopal Church, who replaced the small structure with a building we can still see and visit today. But the crypt of Stuyvesant is still there, and so is an amazing legend. First, some background. Centuries ago, before the internet or telephone or even the telegraph, churches were used as a communications device. Those big bells hanging in the steeples weren't just for show or to wake you up on a Sunday morning. They were an alarm. If a tragedy were taking place, such as a fire or a major piece of important news, the church bell would be rung to alert the community to it. It was a way of telling everyone to pay attention and get ready, because something big had just happened. Almost two centuries after Peter Stuyvesant passed away, the sextant for St. Mark's Church entered the churchyard on a moonlit April night. He couldn't see much, but he did see something that startled him to his core. The spirit of a man with a peg leg. Frightened, the man bolted back out of the churchyard just as the spirit moved away and passed through the front door of the church. Moments after that, the neighborhood was filled with the sound of the bell ringing loudly, which, of course, pulled the rector of the church out of bed. According to the legend, he arrived inside the church to find the bell still swinging, but the rope used to ring it had been torn free, left in a coil on the dusty floor. Well, part of it, that is. A good portion of the rope was gone, severed right off the remaining length. The date of this story is significant, too, because it was April 14, 1865, the very same night that Abraham Lincoln lay dying inside the Peterson House across the street from Ford's Theater. Some think the spirit was none other than Peter Stuyvesant himself, back from the grave to warn the city of a dark national tragedy. And if the stories are true, he left a clue. You see, the very next night, the church rector went back to look around. He couldn't get that missing length of rope out of his mind, and he knew if he looked hard enough, he might find it. And sure enough, he did. But it wasn't where he thought it would be. He found it outside, at the foot of the wall in the church's east yard, right below a stone marker. The marker, in fact, that commemorated the location of Stuyvesant's crypt. No one knows how it got there.